I want to share with you just a little quick word, and then we'll have an invitation, and then we'll... if you have your Bibles, I want you to find the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and what's going to happen in a few years, could be a few days, could be a few minutes. Jesus Christ is coming back, and we're going to be raptured. We're going to experience that being taken away. That's what the word rapture means, meaning being taken up. It's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. I preached it. I believe it with all my heart. I believe if you're standing out at the graveyard and those who have died in the Lord, I think they're going to bust out of the graves and they're going to go. We're going to have this thing called the rapture of the church, and we're going to be raptured, and we're going to go to heaven. And then what's going to happen on this earth? There's going to be chaos because all these millions of Christians have been raptured from the earth. And there's going to be a world leader. We don't know who he is. He could be alive today. But he's going to rally the world. There's going to be a one-world government, I think. There's going to be a one-world currency. There's going to be a one-world religion. And things are going to start doing a little bit better, believe it or not, for about 3.5 years. Now, I had not followed the news today until we were in a deacon's meeting. They were telling me about what had happened in Orlando, this horrible tragedy. We had a horrible tragedy of our own in our own community a few weeks ago. These 5 young people who senselessly were taken from this earth, and people we have known and families that we have loved. And it's just so violent, and it's just so difficult, and it's just, there is an evil power behind it. It is a satanic power that is behind this kind of evil. That's not God. God doesn't, God's not responsible for that. God is, you know, Satan is, he hates people. And, you know, they ask the question, well, how can we defeat the devil? How can we have any victory? And it seems like it's just becoming overwhelming. How can we defeat the devil? Well, when we turn to the book of Revelation, we're going forward in time. This is what is called, Revelation is called apocalyptic literature. It is prophetic. It's future. And so what we're reading here in this story is what's going to happen about 3.5 years into the tribulation, because in that tribulation period of time, 3.5 years, things are going to really be okay. And then 3.5 years into it, then Satan's going to be cast on this earth, and he's going to just wreak havoc. There's going to be so much havoc on this earth. And look at verse 10 with me. It says, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren," that's a word for Satan, he is the accuser of the brethren, "who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." You know, there are two steps here, two things that we can have in our lives to overcome the devil, overcome Satan in this world. And one is the blood of the Lamb, is the blood of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through and 19 says, "Knowing this, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from the way of your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Lamb." And so we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That is the first one. And the second, another verse that goes along with that is Romans 4, 7 and 8. And this is what it says. "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute his sin." And then Romans 8, 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." You know, we have to have the blood of the Lamb as Christians. You cannot, you know, you say, what is the blood of the Lamb? Well, this is the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross. You know, I'm convinced that if we were standing at the foot of the cross when Christ died, it's not that physical substance that flowed from his body, but it is the fact that he became that sacrificial lamb. He died on the cross, and as these guys shared in their testimonies, all that sin that we've committed has been covered by the blood of the Lamb. And so how are we going to overcome the devil? Listen, I doubt very many people in Orlando, Florida are looking at this and saying, you know what, problem here is we need the blood of the Lamb to cover the sins that were committed. You're not hearing anyone talk about this political cycle that our problem is the lack of salvation. You're not hearing anybody talk about the fact that the problem in America and the problem is this morality, this immorality that is just taken over because people are turning away from God. People are not turning to Christ, and that's the problem. You know, the problems with our schools is the lack of Christ in the schools. That people who go to these little schools, they're not filled with Christ. And many of the teachers and many of the administrators and many of the leaders are not Christians. And that's the problem. And so the blood of the Lamb, that's one that will help solve our problem. But the second thing was this. It's the word of the testimony. Do you know that right now we look at what's going on and we think, wow, this is horrible. Look what's happening in the world. It's just terrible. Satan's really just let loose and he's just really... No, you know, he's not let loose. You know what's holding him back? You are. It's you. And it's me. It's Christians on this earth because we are what? We're salt and we're light. We're the preserving element in this world, that Christ is in us. And we are preserving this world. It's not as bad as it's going to be. It's going to be worse. The less Christians are, imagine what's going to happen when all the Christians are taken from this earth. There's, you know, who is it that's still trying to regulate the Federal Communications Commission and keep smut off the television? Well, it's people who have Christian values. Who is it that's a part of the solution in this community? It's those Christians who are serving and living in this community. We're part of the solution. We're not the problem. But let me ask you this. When's the last time you shared a word of your testimony? You see, because what we have, and we had these guys give their testimony, and you have a testimony. And the best thing that we can do, if we really want to impact this community, is for everybody here to go out this week and share your testimony. It ought to be just something we do. You ought to be sharing your testimony like several times a week. It shouldn't be, oh, well, you know, I remember back in 1997, I shared my testimony. No, it should be just something that's part of you. It's you. You know, what I find is that, and I don't want to come across as like I'm doing this correct all the time. I'm not. I mean, there's times I walk away from a situation and I think, wow, I should have shared my testimony. And so I'm not condemning you or chastising you, but I'm saying this to you. What in the world would happen if all of you who are filled with the salt and the light would go out of here and start sharing your testimony with people in this community? You know, we could have a rally. We could have a backyard Bible club. We could go to all the neighborhoods and have backyard Bible clubs. And we could have a crusade. There's even a planned crusade. People are planning a crusade for our community. You know what? Those things aren't bad. Those things are good. Those can help. But what would really happen if the church people in the churches got out there and just started sharing your testimony? And we did it consistently. And we did it like, this is who we are. And you know what would happen if the reputation got out of the Mount Olive Baptist Church? Is those people are crazy. They're always sharing their testimony. They're telling everybody about Jesus. It would be amazing what would happen. It would be amazing. You know that I heard a few years ago something that really kind of made me sad. I was in some kind of conference. They were talking about being evangelistic. And they said that a highly evangelistic church is a church where two or three people are actively sharing their faith. Wow. Wow. What would happen if 20 people in a church were actively sharing their faith? I want to challenge you to be out there. And remember, we got two things that we can use in our arsenal against evil in this world. One is the blood of the Lamb, and the second is the word of our testimony. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for in the future. This prophetic message he wrote about the book of Revelation said, in past tense, he said, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. He wrote it a couple thousand years ago, and yet he wrote it in past tense. because it was just a foregone conclusion that we're going to win. And God, there's no way we can lose. There's no way we can lose. In spite of the evil, in spite of the sad news stories, in spite of what's happening, Lord, there's no way we can lose. I just pray that our church and our deacons and our leaders and our women would be a part of the victory by sharing about the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.